gone diddle diddle. Oh. And it's giving me a message. It says, even a minute breathing can help you concentrate. There you go. So if I'm not breathing, then I'm not concentrating.
You're not breathing, I think I'm
not
concentrating.
What about when it tells you to stand up?
Oh, it does that often. I ignore that. Right. This evening, I've entitled this message, Are You Effective? Big question. This was God's intention for each of us. Every one of us here tonight, this is what God wanted right from the beginning. That we would be effective. The thing is it too big an ask? It's quite a challenge to be effective. And in a way, it is all encompassing around our lives. Now, Scripture is the Word of God. And as I've said, right from the beginning of time, this was God's intention for each of us. In Genesis 2, verse 15, it says there, the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Now I can quite honestly say that it's God's plan from the beginning, because Genesis is at the beginning of Scripture. I know that bit. It's first book in the Bible. You can't miss it. So God had purpose and plan. But shortly after this event, when God said these words, the world, sin, crept in, and our purpose and plan, our very effectiveness, became distorted. It became a little bit like the old SLR. You'll know these, the old SLR camera lenses where you have to focus them in. And if it's unfocused, the picture, the clarity is confused. It's all messed up. You can describe that picture as being ineffective. It's distorted. It's no longer giving its true image. It's no longer in focus. After these words at the beginning of Scripture, unfortunately, it becomes a repetitive task for our God to remind us of our purpose. It becomes a repetitive task for later Jesus to remind us of our purpose, to remind us of plan, the plan that he has for each of us. Many times, as we read through Scripture, as we read through God's Word, many times he attempts to reassign our lives to him. It doesn't take long in Scripture, in the same book even, in Genesis 6, verses 9, it says, and it's speaking about Noah here, it says, this is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. After this particular verse, it then goes on to describe what God did to the earth and what God did with Noah. At this point in time, Noah was a new start, a new beginning, righteous and blameless in God's sight. But did that last? We're not moving further forward than the beginning of Scripture. We're still in Genesis, and in Genesis 17, it speaks of another great man. In Genesis 17, verses 1 and 2, it says, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithful and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. We can read on in the story of Abraham, where he became Abraham, and the father of nations. But even after this, again, man became ineffective. Man seemed to lose the focus. Seems to lose the plan. Time and time again throughout the Old Testament, many great prophets and people came. They came to reset out the plan of God. But unfortunately, time and time again, God's people fell short. And then when they fell short, that is when they became ineffective, unfruitful, and dry. What was the very first scripture I read? He put man in the garden and said, work it and take care of it. In other words, be effective. Be effective in my creation. Be effective in what I've done. not unfruitful, not dry. You may think, well, that was all Old Testament, Steve. But the Old Testament came and it went. And still, man had fallen ineffective. And so Jesus came. Amen. Jesus came to show us effectiveness and a plan and a purpose for each one of us. So I'm in the New Testament now, and I've got a big scripture to read. In fact, I could read all of the New Testament, but we'd be here a long time. Because all of the New Testament is about God's effective plan in our lives. I'm going to read this scripture to you now, which is from Matthew 5, verses 1 to 16. And it says there, "Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach to them. He said, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of their righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." I could have gone on with this particular scripture. It speaks of how to be effective, how God has got a plan. And that plan is for us to be effective. If you carry on reading these few chapters after this, it will show you individually how to be effective in God's eyes. When you have an interest in something and you see somebody else doing that particular thing, you tend to find that it can inspire you. It can move you forward in that particular task or in that particular way of life that you're doing. Throughout Scripture, throughout the Old Testament and those few examples I gave, throughout the New Testament, this is exactly what God wants to do with you. He wants to inspire you to do His plan. He wants to inspire you to be effective. That is why you've been created. Everything which you need in your Christian life to be effective and to be effective for God is there. It's ready for you to take. Towards the end of this particular reading that I've been given in Matthew, it does go on for a couple of chapters. In Matthew 7, verses 7, it says this well-known verse. It says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." Those things which are mentioned in that one verse will enable you, each one of you, to become an effective Christian. To become effective for Jesus. To become effective for God. To become effective for your Creator. It may seem like a big ask, but you all can be effective tonight. You all can be effective every day, every moment, every hour. Is it too big an ask? Not so long back, there was a film that came out with Tom Cruise in. It was called Oblivion. And in that film, every morning, he woke up with his co-star. Tom Cruise was playing a character called Jack, and his co-star was called Victoria. They woke up in the morning, and they had a mission control, which came up similar to like on a Facebook page on their computer. And every morning, before they go out and do their tasks which they were assigned, the mission leader, Sally, would ask, "Are you an effective team?" It's a good reminder, really. If we had a Facebook with God every morning, and he was to ask you, are you an effective team this morning? Would that put us on the right track? Would that set us on the right course? Are you an effective team? Is God asking you right now, are you an effective team? It can be individually. It can be collectively. For an engine to work, every component within that engine has to be effective. That's where the collectiveness comes into being. That's where the collectiveness of church comes into being. But each individual part, as well as being part of that collective, has to be effective. If one part is ineffective, has lost focus, it could affect the rest within. So really, it's a bigger question in itself. Not only am I asking tonight, are you effective as individuals? I'm posing the question as to, are you effective as a team? Are you effective as church? Is the engine running as a powerful V8, making a nice big growling sound? Or is it on three cylinders popping along? Are you effective tonight? Is the person sat on that chair effective tonight? God's got a great plan for you. God's got a great plan for you tonight. The only thing for that plan to come into fruition is that you need to be effective. You need to play your part. You need to become a moving cog within the workings. You need to become a living vessel for God to use. Just as God the Creator put man in the garden and said, you've got to be effective here. You've got to look after this garden. You've got to make it be fruitful. I've done the hard bit. I've created you. You've got to look after it. God's created you for a purpose. God's got an amazing plan. God's got the great idea of an effective engine. He doesn't need to think about eco-fuels, massive battery cells, going greener. God's got the answers already. Ask, and it will be given to you. Knock, and the door will be opened. Seek, and you will find. Let's take a step back. Let each of us look exactly where we are. Let each of us look exactly where we're going. Are we moving forward as God wants us tonight? Are we letting Him be effective in our lives? Shake off what's holding us back. Because they come on so easily. Things can come on so easily and weigh us down. We don't even realize it. How many great men of God came along in the Old Testament trying to put God's people back in the right place, back into His plan, back into His purpose. Jesus came and said, this is what you've got to do. This is my plan for you. Just come to me and ask. Just look for me and you'll find it. Just knock at the door and it will be opened. I think we all can be guilty of slipping away from God's plan, of slipping away from God's purpose. When things around us can just weigh us down in such a way that that vision, that goal becomes out of focus. But the good news tonight is that each of us can become an effective part of God's plan. The good news tonight is that each of us can change. The good news tonight is that God wants you to be at work for Him. I've got one more scripture I'm going to read to you. And this is the challenge for you to become that effective part of God's engine. That effective part of God's plan. Because your Father in heaven is crying out tonight for you to become that effective person. It says in James 5, verses 16, it says there, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." Therefore, confess your sins. Pray. Talk to God. He wants to make you into an effective part. An effective part of his engine. He's wanting to change you from an unfocused, an undirectioned, he wants to heal you. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. That is God's engine. It's not a two-cylinder, two-CV. It's a powerful V8. It's an effective means of motion. It takes some stopping. If you've got a powerful engine underneath a car, it takes some stopping. In a lot of Fast and Furious films, when they've got the powerful engines underneath there, they call it the American Muscle. They don't need those fancy turbochargers. Just a pure, effective power horse. That's what God wants his church to be. He doesn't want his church all to be American. No, no. He wants his church to be a powerful and effective. A powerful and effective engine for him. Something which will move forward, not splutter along, not running on two cylinders or three cylinders, but every part, that's every one of us. It's not just me. It's not just maybe one or two more. Every one of us has to be effective. I said that was my last scripture, but I've got one more. And this is the inspirational one. This is the inspirational one that says, yeah, I want that. In Matthew 25:23, it says there, "Well done, good and faithful servant." That is what God will say to you when you're effective. When you've looked at that question mark at the end of effective and done what it said in the book and followed God's word and become effective for him. Well done, good and faithful servant. Amen.